Well, because of the shingles being blown off, water got into the roof, and all the weight of the water caused my ceilings in the house to all fall in the house. So I've got a lot of insulation and sheetrock laying all over the floors inside. And then a tree, you know, fell up against my house. And a lot of big trees were uprooted, like huge trees were uprooted.
Gail, you weren't at your house when the tornado came through, were you?
No, I wasn't. I was at work.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I know you have family here in town, so you were able to stay with family last night and stay with them until you can get your house back in order, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, we're going to be praying for you, and I'm glad you contacted Peace 107, that we could pray for you.
Oh, thank you. And yes, you are always the one I contact right away, just like I had mentioned before when my son was in that wreck. Y'all were the first ones I called to pray. So I really appreciate it. I love you guys.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and that could be pretty discouraging to come home and see all that damage.
Yeah.
I'm just so glad that you are doing all right. You know, your life is with you, and that's what matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wish I could get out of this dazed feeling. I don't know what.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, none of us really ever knows what a day has in store for us, and you certainly never thought yesterday when you went to work you'd come home and find, you know, this all is damaged to your home and things. But, you know,
right.
Gail, I know you're such a strong woman and strong faith, and you know, and Kat, we've said this so many times that, you know, even in the midst of a storm is going through our area, a storm in our life or a storm in our area, God is still in control.
Yes, he is. Yes. He is always there. He's faithful to be there and to get you through everything.
Well, Gail, we're so glad we could talk with you. Thank you.
Yeah, really appreciate you sharing your thoughts.
Yeah, we're gonna continue to pray for you. And Peace Family, let's pray for Gail and for all the others over in the Wheeler Ridge area. That there's some people that lost everything and a lot of other homes that were damaged, and we need to be praying for them and just pray that the cleanup will begin and we'll get lives back to normal here.
Yes. Thanks, Brian and Kat. I appreciate it. Love you guys.